اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
ودعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وأجل فرجهم.
السلام عليكم dear respected brothers and sisters. Welcome to the Let's Read and Recite the Quran Kareem Level 2, right?
Yes.
Yeah. A series of foreign sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International School Network and the students of Sevier International School. So thank you so much for joining us. Alhamdulillah, we have been learning the Quran Kareem. Now our friends here, they are able to read the Quran Kareem, and I hope that this series of sessions have been useful and beneficial for you. And we hope that you are, inshallah, able to read the Quran Kareem, right? Since we are learning step by step how to read the Quran Kareem and how to recite it fluently, right? So we were talking about stopping at the end of words in the Quran, yes? Or making a pause. And while we are reciting, for example, we go out of breath, yes? We cannot breathe anymore. I mean, we don't have enough breath, okay, to continue the ayah or continue that line or that sentence of the Quran. So in this case, what should we do?
Pause.
Surely we have to make a pause, yes? Otherwise, we cannot continue.
Yeah, we'll die.
So if we make a pause, what should we do with the word?
There are
many rules, yes?
Yes.
Okay, yes?
All the rules that we learn for ending... In the ending of the ayahs, we should do them there.
Yeah.
And when we stop, we want to start, we should start one or two words before.
Like this. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم واضرب لهم مثلا أصحاب القرية إذا.
Great. Look, we are now talking about how to make a pause. Then, inshallah, we'll say how to start. We'll talk about how to start the ayah.
Yes.
So first, we are talking about how to make a pause. Then, okay, how to continue. Surely, if we want to start at the beginning, we start from the beginning of an ayah, yes? When we start reciting the Quran, we start from the beginning. But, so the second thing after beginning is making a pause or stopping somewhere, yes? And then the third step is how to again start reading or keep going, okay? So the first thing that we are doing is how to make a pause.
Yes.
Then the other one, inshallah, after we finish this kind of topics, then we will go to how to start again from the ayah, yes? Should we start from the same word? Should we start from the words previously, okay, previous words? Or should we start from the next words? Yes? What should we do? This, inshallah, will be the topics that we will be talking about them. So, in this topic about how to stop, we talked about three of them, yes? Like we talked about if the word ending with tanween or fatha, yeah? Tanween or fatha.
Yes.
So, tanween fatha.
Yeah, it will be raw.
Yeah, it will be changed to alif maddi. MashaAllah, like حساباً will be changed to حسابا ثجاجاً
ثجاجا.
Yes? Mahdi?
مثلاً.
Okay. And the words ending in ta marbuta, it will be changed to
ha.
And the harakat will be changed to
سكون.
Whatever the harakat is.
Like
قرية. قرية. Great. So some of the words that have other harakats, not tanween fatha or they are not, the letters are not ta marbuta, so all of them will be changed to
sukun
on the last letter.
Like mursalun.
Mursaluna. It's mursalun. Okay. The next was about the words ending in shadda. Yes, Mahdi? Yes. Words ending in shadda.
Sure. No.
It'll be just one sound of that.
Yeah, because shadda, when we make a pause, okay, remember that qalqala, or sorry, remember that the qutbijad letters are as well.
Yes.
Okay, qutbijad letters. How many qutbijad letters do we have?
Qutbijad, like eight?
Eight.
Qutbijad. Qaf, taba, jadal. Five. Qutbijad.
Five
letters.
No.
Five letters that we produce a bouncing sound with them while they are sucking. Right? So if our word has one of the qutbijad letters, so you of course change it to sukun, the harakat to sukun. But when it's sunken, the letter becomes sucking, you don't have to forget to produce a bouncing sound. Yes? Like for example, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ. It is?
Yeah.
Change the dun to sukun. Ahad. But produce a bouncing sound.
Ahad.
Ahad. Allahu samad. Lam yalid. Walam yulad. Walam yakul lahu kufuwan.
Ahad.
Ahad.
All endings with the.
Yeah. So, or some other examples with other letters. Okay? That was about words ending in qutbijad letters. Okay? Change it to sukun. But if it was tanwin fatha, you change it to alif maddi. Okay? Yes?
Yes.
For example, it's ahadan.
Ahada.
If it was samadan, you would say?
Samada.
Okay. That was about qalqala or qalqala rule and qutbijad letters.
قلب بالحق تعلق وبغارح راء تألق يبكي يسأل خالقه فأتاه الوحي فأشرق اقرأ اقرأ.
Let's recite the Quran.
اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق.
So if the letter is any letter other than noon or meme. Not noon or meme, okay? So other letters. Look, sometimes words end in noon and meme while they are mushaddad, they have tashdid. Okay? Like for example, what? Latus'alunna. It ends with noon mushaddad. Latus'alunna. How should I do? How should I make a pause at this word?
Latus'alunna. No, latus'alun.
Look at nasal sound. Latus'alun. Just stretch the sound of n. Okay? Understood? So it is noon with tashdid. So when noon with tashdid we have at the end of the word, and we want to stop at that word, so you have to, what should you do?
Make a
stop with no harakat, okay?
Yes.
Sukun. But make a ghunna. Yeah. Make a ghunna. Ghunna means this nasal sound. Latus'alun. Say this with me. Latus'alun. No. Latus'alun. Make the n sound on noon.
Latus'alun.
No, the n sound. Latus'alun.
Latus'alun. Lun.
Okay, great. Suppose there are three noon. Three n. Latus'alun. For two beats, okay? Look for two beats. Latus'alun. Two counts.
Latus'alun.
Ah, that was great. Mahdi say?
Latus'alun.
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 Okay. So remember that if a word ends with noon and it has a tashdid on the top of it, so you have to make a ghunna for two counts, okay? Latus'alun. The same if we have with tashdid. With tashdid, we have meme. Meme. Instead of noon, we have meme with tashdid.
Latus'alun.
Suratul Naba, for example. starts with
am.
So if you make a pause, so the same as noon, if we have mim with tashdid at the end of a word and we want to make a pause at that word, so you have to change the haraka to sukun, of course, but try to make a ghunna sound or a nasal sound for two counts. Practice it. So the next, let's practice both sounds. Noon, the first one, noon. Oh, great. Meme, okay. It's not motorbike, okay? Speed up. So, for example, the word amma yatasaalun. If you want to make a pause at the first word, someone recites this way. Look, okay, when he recites Bismillah ar-Rahman, he wants to continue the ayah, okay? But once he starts coughing, okay, he wants to make a pause there then. So he used to say, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Yes? He wants to continue, but he can't. Because starts coughing, okay? So he says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. If he say amma, it's wrong.
Yeah.
If he say amma yad, it's wrong. So he, before he starts coughing, okay, he has to make a pause there, right, Mahdi? Yes? You are a reciter. It might happen to you, okay? Bismillah, everyone, practice with me. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Bismillahir Rahmanir
Rahim. No, am.
Am.
Or, for example, look at page 441 that we practiced previous sessions as well. وَضُرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلًا. So I want to recite, okay, but at lahum,
lahum,
I start coughing, okay? So, وَضُرِبْ لَهُمْ. So here, if I make a pause, I change the harakat of mim to sukun, but with a nasal sound. Prolong it, yes? Okay, that was about mim with tashdeed. Okay, remember that other words, remember that if the words end in any other letter, not the noon or
meme.
If the words end with any other letter rather than the noon and meme, and they are mushaddad as well, they have tashdid as well, what should we do? We stop with a sukun on both identical letters, okay? With a small, like, nabr, you say. What do you say? And kind of this way. Adu, for example.
Adu.
Like a small harakat of a.
Adu.
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 Okay, for example, the word adu ends in waw, while it has a tashdeed as well and a tanween dhamma as well. So you pronounce this way. Like, look, Minhal Hussein, listen to me. Adu.
Adu.
Yeah, adu. Aduwul, for example, in the Quran we have aduwul lakum. We stop this way. Look, Mahdi. Adu. This O sound at the end. Adu. Ahsan.
Adu.
Sound at the end. No Hamza sound.
Adu.
Ahsan. So that is the way we end or make a pause at the words ending in other letters rather than noon mushaddad or meem mushaddad. Understood?
Yes.
Yeah.
So, recite a salawat. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa zid wa barik ala rasulillah wa alihi al-athhar ala much for being with us. Inshallah, I hope these sessions were beneficial for you. Thanks to IRIB English Radio and Sevier International School Network and the students, yes, Muhammad Hadi, Sayyid Muhammad Hadi, Naghavi, Mahdi Al-Husseinain.
Especially grade 6 and grade 5.
Yeah. Min Al-Hussein Nasir and
Sayyid
Muhammad Yahya Jafari and Habibullah Fasihizada, by the way. Thank you so much. God bless you, inshallah. See you in the next sessions.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
صفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان